two. Come on, come on again. We gotta do it again.
What?
Yeah, I gotta flick it.
No, what I was just... Oh, man. What I was just saying before we started recording is that the fun thing about Spanish is that sometimes you don't always have to pronounce every single letter of the word, right? So instead of saying like buenos dias, you could just say buenos dias.
You're so stupid.
You can just say buenos dias, you know?
You can say bueno, bueno.
It's not buenos dias, it's buenos dias.
You know what was that other thing? That was like, how do you say good afternoon? How do you say good afternoon?
Actually, I'm just kidding. I don't know if that's
buenos tardes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Buenos tardes.
Buenos tardes.
So you don't say bueno, you say bueno. Bueno.
Bueno. That's like
actually,
a whole
I don't know.
Word.
We might cut this whole part off. I might be completely off. But if you speak Spanish, listen, buenos dias, all right?
Hi, guys. What's going on? We're coming over at you cozy, comfy.
Yes.
We just got back home from being outside.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a beautiful, it's a beautiful day out right now.
We just got back home from being outside. I mean, where else would you come from?
Our neighbor. I don't know. But it's a really nice day. You can start to definitely feel like it's cold.
Oh,
my
yeah.
hands. I was just saying that I need to get some gloves because I want to keep riding my bike to like go here and there. But your hands get so cold.
Oh, that's true.
Because of the wind.
Yes, yes, yes.
So looking for some gloves. But yeah, today we are both hooded.
Hooded. And you might be watching this like, damn, you ain't got no heat.
But what's up? Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. I am one of your hosts, Alia Zaitza, if you didn't know.
If you didn't know, my name is Yoni Kodo, and today I feel really silly.
Today feels silly?
I feel really silly. First of all, it was Alia's idea to put the hood on.
Yes, Yoni.
And then I was
me.
Like, you know what? Should I put a hoodie on too?
Yeah, because I just looked so cute.
No,
I might actually take the hood off in a little bit. Like, no, I don't know if I want it on like the whole
time.
You
ever seen people do a podcast with sunglasses on?
Oh, yeah. I have seen that many
like,
times.
Like, is that because...
Like, the lights are too bright?
I don't know. Oh, actually, maybe, right? But damn, how bright are the
how
lights?
How bright
though?
Are the lights? Yeah. I mean, we only have one light. Well, like,
maybe
how
they just,
bright are the lights?
Maybe they just want to do it because they want to look cool.
Yeah, I think that's probably more it. Also, I just want to briefly mention and talk about the tree behind Yoni right now.
Okay. Tell us what happened, right?
So listen, we're looking for a specific type of aesthetic of a plant. Okay, we got one that's really cute. It's off camera so you can't see it, but this plant we wanted to find like on our Pinterest board for our new apartment. We have a lot of these specific kind of indoor plants that are kind of like trees in the sense that they have like a wooden stem and they're kind of long and skinny, and then at the top they have like a little leaf situation, you know, or just something that's more branchy, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. And it's hard to find, and most of them are fake. But then I found this olive tree that is huge. It's big. It was also expensive. And on the photo, it was exactly that. It was a skinny little branch and then some leaves at the top. And then what we receive is something that has hella leaves everywhere and hella branches everywhere. And it's just like too much.
The
middle, it feels like it's like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, there's too much volume in the middle.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Sometimes you want a long neck.
Yeah.
We're like a little afro at the top.
Exactly. Or like I wanted like a long neck with maybe like a few branches and then the ends of the branches have some leaves.
Yeah. So anyway, so when Alia bought this,
it looked differently in the photo.
I didn't see what she got.
That's not true. I showed it to you. You just forget.
You just showed me the whole different tree. It wasn't this.
Well, yeah. But the photo was different. And then this arrived and I was just like, what's up with all the leaves? So now we're kind of thinking like, I don't really like it. I think we should sell it. Well,
or
we can't return it.
Or we can just cut it.
But I think if we cut it and it still doesn't look right and we'll end up selling it anyways, we could have sold it for more money because it has more leaves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Welcome back to the pod, you guys. Today's episode is about España and I'm very excited.
Yeah, we're going to do a recap on both Barcelona and Mallorca in this episode. Talk about our impressions, what we liked, maybe what we didn't like.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you are from Spain, if you are from Catalonia, if you are from Barcelona or Mallorca, you know, we're tourists, we're not from there. So if there's anything that we get wrong, if there's anything that we might say wrong, if there's anything that our opinion, don't take it too personally. You
yeah,
know?
Today's episode.
Like, I just want to share what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
gotta say that.
Nice before. Disclaimer. I feel like now it's cool. It's cool. So anyways, yeah. We were in Barcelona first for how many days? 3 or 4?
We were there for basically like a half day and then 2 full days and then another travel day. So like 2 full days.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed in a really nice area.
Yes, we check into our hotel. Okay. Shout out to La Regina.
It's just Regina Hotel. Yeah, I don't know. Yoni's, this whole episode, Yoni's going to try to like Spanish.
You know, because I feel like I can really speak Spanish and I'll be really good at it.
Yeah, I was low-key surprised Yoni actually like knew a few phrases in Spanish that I didn't even know you knew.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I know
like,
that.
No hablo español, which yeah. is an easy one. But,
okay.
But you knew like some other one too.
Yeah, yeah. I know a little, that I know a little Espanol.
But yeah, first day in Barcelona. What did we do the first day? Oh, so listen, I'm like, I like to do little touristy things.
Oh my, I forgot about that.
So first day,
okay,
we were going to Park Güell, which is a park that is made by a local artist that is very famous. His name I am forgetting right now, which is really embarrassing. Gaudi. Okay, Gaudi is the artist.
How could you
forget? Or how they say Gaudi. And I wanted to get a tour guide so that when we went through the park, we could actually like understand more of what we're seeing, the history. It's really interesting, you know? Okay. And you only do it one time. So that's what we did the first day. But before that, I booked it early.
Mm-hmm.
So then we would like have a reason to like get out of bed early. And I was thinking that then we could like, you know, eat and then whatever. I'm kind of like losing my train of thought here. But anyways, that's what we did. And before that, we went and we got our first Barcelona food, which was from a bakery, and it was an ensaimada. Ensaimada, I think is what it's called.
Really?
Ensaimadas. Ensaimadas.
Ensaimada.
Ensaimada.
I don't think that's right.
It's close. If
what
you
was
know,
it?
It's like the pastry that has the cream in it.
Oh my God. That's
so good.
I wish there's so many bakeries.
There's a lot of bakeries
in Barcelona, and they all have the exact same shit.
They all have the exact same thing. There's some that have like more French, like croissants and different things like that are a little bit more, I don't know.
Anyways,
like,
whatever Elia was talking about, that yeah, shit tasted.
Was so good.
I could eat like 3 of those in one setting.
And it tasted exactly how I expected
and
it to.
And every
taste.
Bite is so satisfying.
Yeah, exactly.
But
you
we
love
went,
shit like that. Like Yoni's go-to perfect pastry is super bready, but in the sense that like it's not thick. It's just like, it's like pillowy
it's
dough.
It's dense.
Yeah.
It has to be dense.
But
it has to have a bite.
It can't be dry though.
It can't be dry at all.
Yeah.
Can't be dry and like just thick bread. I can't have that.
Yeah, but it has to have like a plushy texture.
It needs to be a little wet too.
Yes, exactly.
Or maybe moist.
Moist.
Yeah.
And then also throw in some like vanilla creamy
oh,
thing.
Oh my goodness.
That's it.
That's my weakness. That's it.
So that's why an ensaimada is perfect for you.
Ensaimada. I hope I'm saying that correctly because
the people understand.
Can we? Is there any way we can find that here, you think?
You want me to like pull it out real quick?
Yeah, like I'm trying to. If we can find that in New York, actually, I'd rather not look for it because.
Yeah, ensaimadas con crema.
Ensaimada. Ensaimada con crema. Okay. Well, anyways, you know exactly what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, very good. I wish we had more of those.
I wonder if this is like a, oh, you wish we had more while we were there?
Yes.
One time we got one from like this random bakery and it was so bad. It was so bad.
It was in the airport.
Right.
We were
what
in the airport
is that?
And we're like, oh, let's get one more. And it was so bad.
That was in the airport to go to
No, that was actually
Mallorca.
From Mallorca to go back home.
See,
here.
You got to get that shit in Barcelona.
No, it's actually from Mallorca.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's a pastry that is like originated from Mallorca, I'm pretty sure, like from the islands.
Oh, shit. Okay.
But yeah, what would you say like overall thoughts on Barcelona are?
Okay.
Was?
Overall thoughts, first of all, when I think about Barcelona, I think about the soccer club, the football club, okay? Barcelona as a kid growing up, if you watch football, you know that's like one of the most legendary teams, right?
Okay.
Okay. And so that's what I think about. But obviously...
No, I'm saying like of our trip.
Okay, well, I wanted
like
to give
in
you.
Reflection
I wanted to give you.
Our trip.
I know, but I wanted to give you context about what I think about Barcelona before I go there. As a kid, I always wanted to go visit because of the club.
Okay,
right?
Okay. So now that you've been, what's your opinion on it?
Alia's not playing around with her questions. I wanted to give you my perspective.
Okay, but that was not my question.
Okay, that's it. All right. So to answer Alia's question. What was my experience in Barcelona?
Yeah, like, what do you think about it? Not that you've been, you experienced it.
Not that I've been. I think it's great. I didn't realize how big it was.
Guys.
I didn't realize how wide the streets were. And also, the way people drive there. Don't get me started. If you're crossing the street and you're like, it's green for you to cross, right? The cars that are like.
There's some cars that somehow are allowed to turn into where you're crossing.
But they're not only that, they turn so fast, even though they know they're about to stop right in front of you. I don't know if they will almost want to like scare you in a way.
They drive as if they're not going to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know how sometimes you can just tell like the car moves
like
in
down.
A certain way. You can tell it's going to slow down for
you.
Yeah,
no, them.
But they wait until the very last minute to get so close to you that they actually stop.
Yeah.
So every time you cross the street, you're just like, is this person going to stop or not?
Yeah.
You guys might already know this, but Yoni speaks 5 languages and I speak 2, but we don't speak 2 of the same except for English. And a few weeks ago when we visited Yoni's family in Belgium, I wanted to connect with all of them so badly, but with my limited French, it was pretty difficult. So this time around, I'm turning to Rosetta Stone since it's one of the most trusted language learning programs. Available for both desktop and as an app, it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. What's really cool is their fast language acquisition. There are no English translations. You simply learn to speak, listen, and think in that language, which I really think is exactly how I learned the fastest and the best. They also have this speech recognition built to give you the feedback on your pronunciation and your accent. Rosetta Stone is super convenient as you can learn anytime, anywhere, and it's of amazing value as the lifetime membership has all 25 languages. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. What's the Juice listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. So visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. I've truly experienced firsthand how much hormone health can impact my day-to-day life, and now I've been taking Hormone Harmony, which directly supports my cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, because bloating, cravings, feeling a little bit off, those are all things that we girls have felt many times and sometimes all at the same time. But now with Hormone Harmony, it's way easier to manage my PMS. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which if you didn't know, they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. The biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 of them on Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
So it was great. I think this episode, I'm going to include like a lot of like just photos.
Okay.
I feel like that would be fun to just see visuals.
Yeah. I think it's very interesting how we both agreed that a lot of the streets reminded us of Paris. And just like...
I feel like that's not safe to say because...
Why is that not safe to say?
I don't know. Because I feel like proud people who live... Who are like
but
born
so
and raised.
But so much of Europe looks similar to each other. Like what? The same way that so much of America looks similar. Like it's not a big deal.
Yeah. That's true. I don't know. I feel like it's like a controversial thing to say.
Why?
For people who live there. I don't know. You know how people just got their things like, this is Barcelona. Don't ever call this Paris.
Okay. Well, I mean, those people, you know, you do you, but I'm just saying.
You do you. I do me.
I'm just saying that I thought it was interesting because I really didn't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never been to Spain in general, and obviously Spain is a huge country, so many cities are going to be different from one another. But yeah, I thought it was really beautiful. I actually think I liked it more than I expected. When we were planning our trip, I was a little bit like, I don't know if I want to go to like Barcelona, because it sounds like such a big city and such a city. And like sometimes I don't want to go to a city. I want to go to somewhere that's a little bit more chill.
But you live in New York City.
Exactly. So that's why I don't want to go to another city.
Oh, okay.
I want to go somewhere that's different.
Yeah.
But it was actually, it was quite different. People,
what was your favorite thing of Barcelona if you had to pick one?
My favorite, like, I loved the waterfront.
Waterfront.
Like when we walked on the
to the beach.
Yeah, even though we went to a beach that people were saying is like the touristy one.
Oh, we went to Barcelonata.
And it was,
I liked it.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. Like I expected, maybe it's like for locals they don't like it, but I expected something like Santa Monica Beach in LA. If you've ever been, it's full of crowds, it's full of people, the beach itself is full, like so close together. And like I don't know, this was like, it just seemed like not that way at all.
Yeah, maybe because we also went, maybe that's not the most popular one,
that from my research, that yeah. seemed like the one.
And
that
also the water is so cold, you didn't get in the water. I, you did not it. Touch the
no
stain.
I touched it with my hand. Yeah,
at the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I didn't know.
And then also, I got in the water in Mallorca, which is technically the same water. So
yeah, you really got in the water in Mallorca. But we'll get to Mallorca in a little bit.
But let's see. I thought food in Barcelona was great. There were so many other places that I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
There was one particular place that I wanted to go that we actually took a bus to then find out that it was closed. And it was so sad because on my, I double checked, and on my Google Maps, it said it's open, everything's good.
And I use Apple Maps, and on my map, it said that it was closed.
Actually, no. On your maps too, it said it was open. The next place that we were going
it was
to
the next
go
place.
To,
yeah.
Because that place was closed, we were like, okay, so where should we go now? And then the next place that I had saved, my shit said it was open. Your thing said it was closed. And then I called them. I think. And they said they were open.
Yeah. Anyways. No, there's nothing. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but taking a bus, like you're excited to go somewhere, to
the
like
bus
a restaurant.
Was crowded.
It was fun experiencing the bus for some reason.
Yeah. I love taking public transit in like other cities to just see what it was like.
Yeah, yeah. And we get to the restaurant. You finally, you know, you're 5 minutes away, 3 minutes away, 1 minute away. And then you turn a corner and then the shit is closed.
Yeah.
Very, very disappointing.
Yeah. And it was closed, like gates down, locked.
It seemed like it was just
never
like,
open.
Yeah. It seemed like it was shut down.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's like, because we turn the corner and you know how you're like expected to see, like you expect to see like bright lights and like
or some sitting, noise.
People like sitting outside with their wine. It was a wine bar.
It was quiet. I'm just like, why is it so quiet around here?
Yeah, it was. And we like walked, we almost walked by it because we weren't even thinking that was it, because it just looked like a closed,
just abandoned building.
Yeah. But we ended up actually going to another restaurant that was called Bruma, that was really good.
What was it? Bruma?
Bruma, I'm pretty sure.
Bruma.
Yeah. That's where we had that really fun server that like kept talking to us and was telling us about the food. He was really energetic. And there was also a dog in the restaurant that made me kind of feel like, why is there a dog in the restaurant, you know?
Oh yeah. Remember? He just can't, he comes right up to your plate, like almost he can smell your food.
He
if you
could lick it. He could lick my plate.
Like, and I was like, yo, is this just like a normal? And also too, like I feel like I wanted to pet the dog too, but also like I'm eating.
Yeah. But see, people that have dogs and like have a pet, I don't think they think that that's gross.
Well, I don't think it's gross.
I mean, I think it's kind of like not sanitary. Like after I touch a dog, I think, let me wash my hands before I eat anything.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, me too.
So my question is, if you have a dog and you're a dog owner, is that something you think about or you don't really care?
I don't know. Shout out to everybody's dog out there. Let us know what you do, because
I actually have no idea.
I really don't know.
Because I can imagine some people probably using the argument of like, dogs are actually cleaner than us or something, which I'm like, okay, still though. I don't know.
Yeah, educate us. Please educate us.
Yeah,
we don't
but
know.
Overall, the food was great. We had, oh my God, the second day, What did we do the second day? Oh, we went to the Sagrada Familia, which kind of took us out for the day.
Hold on a second. Let's not just breeze over that. How did you call it again?
Sagrada Familia. Is that satisfying?
That sounds good. Yeah, I didn't expect
that. I have
no
problem with the accent. Like, I can replicate the accent so easily. I just, like, forget how to say shit. Like, but...
Okay.
Which is a church, if you didn't know. And it's, like, a church that has been...
In the works
for like over 140 years or something like that.
143 years.
Yeah. And it's huge. It's massive. It's really cool. So we went and toured that. And that was kind of like the activity of the second day. And then we were so tired and it was so hot that we were just like, okay, we're going to go and we're going to sit and we're going to eat a nice meal. And we're going to sit here for a little bit. And like, we're good. You know, like at this trip, we went to Casa Amalia. And that's where we had the paella.
Right. But before we get to that, like, is that it about the church? Like, how did you feel when you walked in? Like, it was way bigger than I expected. Like, the inside.
It was the first time that I actually went to a church that is still being built. And it kind of felt new.
The inside felt new.
You know, even though I'm not religious, so I don't really have any, like, affiliation with anything. But for me, it was like, it's cool to go to these places. Usually, like, you know, when I went to Rome, we went to the Vatican. And, like, these are all, like... also just very historically significant places. And not that this one wasn't, but the fact that it's like technically everything is new is like, it was weird a little bit.
Yeah. I have a thing with museums and churches when you go to different places is that I'm not going to lie. It's not going to be, if I had to make a top 10 list of things that I want to do in that city, going to a museum or a church, historical church,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to make my list. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is, you know? Maybe you listen to this, so you might call me. Well, you know, you're just...
Well, what if you go to Rome?
You don't want to learn anything and you just want to... You should know the history about the city, which I get. But I'm more so interested in going into the little neighborhoods and taking photos of the way people live.
Okay, but listen...
Hold on. That's what I like to do. Am I going to learn what year this building was built and who said what? No, but that's also maybe not necessarily something that I look for when I travel places. When I go somewhere, I want to be one with the culture, maybe talk to the people who live there.
Okay.
And yeah, and just like take beautiful photos.
Okay,
I don't know.
But
like,
different places, I hear you. And maybe in Barcelona, like... The one thing is just that
if I do that, I'll be
Sagrada
happy.
Familia is such a like
no, I get that.
Crazy building.
Yes, that was really cool. I'm not gonna lie.
You know, and to see that, I mean, yeah, we could have also just like gone inside without a guided tour. That's true. The only thing is like when you do the guided tour, you don't have to wait in line.
Right. Okay, but I just didn't need all the dates. All the dates.
Okay, like, I mean, that's their job. You know, that's what they do.
No, I get that. But I was just standing there with the group. Yo. I'm not going to lie, I never thought in my life that I would be a part of a tourist group with headphones in and someone with a microphone explaining shit. But it was fun experiencing that.
Okay.
But I never thought that I would do that.
I get
that's
it.
I'm not saying that's bad.
Everyone's different. You know, when we went to Park Güell and he was talking about how like if we just went into the park, and we just looked around and it was an interesting park, whatever. It's like, I would just think this is cool. Like, and I would maybe look up a few facts myself. But while being there, him explaining like the way that it was designed, him explaining how like this was actually made for some families to live there and how like this wasn't made for the public and like where the money comes from.
It used to be private.
Yeah, it used to be that they just wanted some rich families to have a beautiful place to live.
No, and I don't get me wrong. I get the beneficial part.
If you go to Rome, you're telling me that you would not go to the Colosseum?
I would go. Of course I would go. Why wouldn't I go?
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's certain places that it's like you can't go for the first time to a place where it has such historical significance.
Yeah.
And there's certain places that are just like historically so like it's like incredible that they're still here.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean? And you don't have to like nerd out. It doesn't have to be a whole thing, but it's like there's certain, I would say like Rome especially, because it, again, like it has so many things to see. Maybe some people would say like, you know, Barcelona less so. But yeah, I mean, we didn't do anything touristy in Mallorca. Even though there were plenty of things to do. I'm not a big person, like, it depends where we go.
Yeah. But it was really cool to know and to learn those things, because if you just walk around and you don't know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Just even just taking a photo of it, it's like.
I mean, it's still cool.
It's still cool, but it's cooler to know what the thing is that you're looking at.
And to understand like the history, because you could think like, oh, this is so beautiful or whatever. Meanwhile, you actually don't know, like maybe there's a crazy history behind how this came about.
Yeah, and it enriches
like the experience.
Yeah.
But I do understand also that it's like you don't want to be, there was many other touristy place things we could have done that we didn't do.
Yeah.
You know?
But do you get my point though about just like
I get your
going
point,
and.
But I don't know, when I travel, it's like if you go to Tokyo, for example, it's like, I don't necessarily know what's there, but there's certain things that once I do some research, I'm sure I'm going to be like, I really want to see that.
Yeah.
No, touristy same. Or not.
Yeah.
You know?
Should we get into Mallorca?
Well, I feel like I wanted to say something else about Barcelona, but I can't remember. I mean, overall, it was great. The one thing
what
I
do you
did...
think about... Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I love the amount of old people I saw in Barcelona walking around outside, just living life as if they're like 21.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I loved seeing that. Old couples holding hands. I feel like they're pretty affectionate too. Like you see they're like in love.
Yeah.
And I love to see that. I don't really see that a lot in America. Like there it's everyone was sitting
out. No, you see that here in New York. You don't see that in America because they're usually in their cars.
Huh, okay, that's, I guess I fact. See that here. But you, I don't know. I feel like I see it in Barcelona more than New York, honestly. I saw a lot of older people outside.
Yeah, than young people.
Just.
I would say that. I would say I saw a lot more old people on the street than young people. Versus here, there's a lot of young people. And then there's also a good amount of like older people too. Like if you go to Washington Square Park, like we went a few, like a week ago. And there's so many young people around. But then if you look around, you also see like so many just like cute, like older ladies or like just some like guys playing some chess or something, you know.
I love seeing it. I love older people.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah. Like, yo, if you listen to this and you're 60 and above.
Let us know.
Let us know. We can hang out. No, honestly, because they have so much wisdom. Maybe not always necessarily wisdom, just life experience. Let me say that. Because you can be 60. No, actually.
But at the same time, like.
No, if you're 60, you have wisdom. You better have some type of wisdom. Because you know the argument when people are just like, age does not equate to wisdom.
I think they have wisdom, but I also think that they have a lot of baggage where some of the wisdom that they're gonna share is based on their experience, which is very unique to them and how they were in life.
Exactly.
And they will take that and project it onto you when it kind of doesn't have anything to do with you.
Okay, that's why I didn't want to use wisdom. I like to use experience. Just like 60 years of life experience. You know
but
how much stories they have?
At the same time, I feel like everyone's experience is so unique that it doesn't necessarily feel like it's...
It's like what? Like full enough?
No. It's like the way someone chose to live their life and now they're 60, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they made certain choices in their life that landed them in certain places. And that experience alone does not necessarily mean that they know what's best for me.
I'm not looking for what's best for me.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I get what you're saying, that they have experience. But then sometimes I think we take that as it's like they have more experience. They have more experience than you. But they also like grew up at a different time, at a different age where like being emotionally intelligent wasn't really a thing and like being self-aware. So, I don't know. It's just from personal experience, is like just because you have experience doesn't mean you have, like, you've gone through some things that I have not yet, but at the same time, your experience can't really be applied to my life going forward, because it's going to be very different than what you've been through.
But when I talk about experience, I'm not talking about me applying something to my life. I just want to hear their experience.
Ah, okay.
And ask them questions like, what did you do here? And damn, that happened to you? So how did you deal with that? And you know, like just...
So like their story.
Yeah, just story, which yeah, is yeah, experience, yeah. Life experience.
I mean, yeah, it is. But like when you say life experience, it's usually like...
It's not in an educational way necessarily. I'll apply whatever I think I could.
Yeah.
But just because it's your experience don't mean that you're about to teach me some shit.
Mm, yeah. So in conclusion then, would you go to Barcelona again?
I want to say yes.
Yeah.
And I probably will. But I honestly don't think it's going to be anytime soon, because now I just have this itch to like go to so many different places.
Yeah, I feel like once I go to one place, like the next time that I travel,
it has to be somewhere new.
It has to be somewhere new that I haven't been yet.
Yeah. I'm not going to. We might. I don't know. Like maybe. I don't know. But I'm not planning on going back, right? Even. And that's not saying that I don't want to.
Like I would just want to go somewhere different in Spain.
Yeah, like Valencia.
Exactly.
You know? Or like Madrid. I've never been to Madrid.
One thing I wanted to mention. And then we started talking about like the old people, which is great. And I love it. But I just wanted to mention that if you live in Barcelona, if you're thinking of going to Barcelona, we had the best dessert of our lives. And it was this Spanish cheesecake.
Yo.
I can still imagine the taste.
No, it's really, it was amazing.
It was so good. It was incredible. Like, I wish we got two. Why didn't we get another one?
I don't know, because I think we got like a brownie. What was the other thing?
No, we got like this like refreshing mojito ice cream. Oh, like,
wow,
thing.
Brownie. Yo, you guys, listen. I don't even like cheesecake.
No, anytime we get cheesecake, like if we go out to dinner with other people and then there's cheesecake on the menu, most of the time everybody wants the cheesecake except for Yoni.
I never liked cheesecake in my life.
Why? It's just too cheesy?
I don't know. The only part of the cheesecake I like is the bottom, like the brown bottom. That's like a little like sugary and crusty. Yeah, that's the only part I like.
Yeah, it's usually made out of like graham crackers or something. Yes. In America.
Right.
But
that shit?
The Spanish cheesecake was a Basque cheesecake. So it was like, it had no crust or anything. It was just the cheese part with the sugar and the eggs.
It was kind of melty in a way.
Yeah, because I remember I asked our server like, what's up with this cheesecake? Like, I've never had cheesecake like this before.
Like, what did y'all put in it?
And it's basically because it was so insanely creamy. And she said that they just cook it way less. Because, like, the cheesecake, you put it in the oven, obviously, to, like, bake it.
Yeah.
But but in America, we cook it for way, 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 way longer. Where, like, the New York-style cheesecake is, thick. It's hard. Like, you slice it and it stays, like, perfectly cut. Mm-hmm. This one was, like, oozing out with, like, deliciousness. It was incredible.
Yo, and oozing this was a perfect word.
This one was from Casa Amalia. So I highly recommend that if you are in Barcelona. And, I mean, this is coming from someone who's never had other types of Spanish cheesecake. So maybe there's better ones out there. I can't imagine what could be better because this one was really good. But if you want to go, save that spot.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's move on to Mallorca.
Mallorca, listen, Mallorca, I love you with all my heart because you showed me a side of the world that I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
Most beautiful place I've ever seen with my own two eyes.
Yeah, no, me too. I think the
mountains, we stayed in Soller, right? So it was like the there's a lot of mountains around that area.
Yeah, it was like
mesmerizing.
Over the mountain. It was just the way that you could see the mountain was so up close to you. And it was like fake. Right there.
It looked like AI.
It looked like a green screen that someone was just like playing in the background. It was so beautiful, like everywhere we walked, everywhere we went. We do have to mention.
Go ahead and mention that shit because it's crazy.
When we came, right? So we flew into Palma. Sorry, which is like the main city in Mallorca.
Shout out to Palma.
Drove around there a little bit, but we didn't really go because it's like, it's pretty similar to Barcelona in terms of like just what it looks like. So we wanted to see, obviously, I'm sure there's many different things that are different than Barcelona, but we just wanted to see like the more, just like the villages and the little towns and stuff.
Yeah.
So from Palma, we got a rental car and we heard when we were doing our research that the roads can be quite narrow and you definitely want to like make sure that if you rent a car, you have a small car. So we got a compact car. Compact. It was still pretty big. And we're following the GPS. Everything's good. We're on the freeway. The freeway is great. No traffic. It's a normal freeway.
Right. Normal freeway. I want to stop you right there. We turned on. We didn't want to like put in our own music in our own playlist because we was like, you know, let's figure out what do people listen to here in Spain?
Yeah, what's the radio like?
What's the radio station? We didn't even turn the channel. We just, whatever station it was on, we just played it. And you guys, it was a vibe.
The
whole ride, I was like, it's almost like it's someone else's curated playlist.
Yeah.
With a specific, I hate to use the word vibe again, but it was a vibe.
No, it was a vibe. It like fits so well with like the fact that we were driving in Mallorca and it was such a beautiful day and we were driving around our own car and we were going to go to our hotel. Like, I don't know. It was just like, it fit perfectly as if like I put that music on that video.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, it was
and
amazing.
It was also back to back, like hella good hits. We actually saved some of them. So I saw them. I can send them to you.
Yeah. While I was driving, I was just like, please, can you screenshot this? Because we had a little screen right there.
So we're driving, everything's good, and we drove for about like an hour to get to Soye, and then or like 45 minutes, and then at one point we have to go like under the mountain, which is crazy, and it's like this long ass tunnel that is literally you're in the mountain.
And this is what we said in the car. I was like, how do they make this?
I'm sure you could watch a video on it.
I always wonder how people make bridges that are like underwater and tunnels. Like, that's some shit I actually need to like YouTube because I always wonder.
Yeah, yeah. They use a huge bulldozer or whatever. Like, anyway.
I'm sure it's not. It's not like a little razor.
And then we finally start to get into the village or like the town. I should stop calling it a village. We start to get into the town area. And guys, when they say the streets are narrow and you need a compact car, people need to specifically show footage of them driving, because as soon as we started driving through these little streets, it was okay, it was whatever. And then we got to these two back-to-back roads where we were driving and we turned a corner and we were like, is our car gonna fit through here?
Like, at some point, I was like, this is for pedestrians.
No, like, also the roads had walls. Like, so it's like you have the road and then both edges have a wall that like goes up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you have shit that you can hit your car on both sides and
scratch. Yeah, it's kind of like a square tunnel with no top.
I don't know why it's hard to explain, but there's like just walls on both sides, because you know you can have a narrow road that maybe just like has nothing on both sides, but this one is like it had walls.
Yeah.
And they looked so narrow that we're like, there's just no way. But also we were too far along where it's like, what are we gonna do, back out? And where are we gonna go? Like, is there another way around?
And also everybody knows backing out is not as easy as going straight.
No. And also,
especially if you need to turn,
what if there's a car that comes behind you and then you're stuck, and like, what do you do?
Oh, and speaking of being stuck, we got stuck a couple times.
Oh my god, we got stuck so many times. But anyways, we eventually were like, well, we gotta go through this shit, right? So I was looking at the map. I was like, is Google Maps sure that cars can go through here?
Yeah.
And we start driving very slowly, and it was like this.
We had to turn in the windows, right?
Oh yeah, we had to like close the mirrors.
Yeah.
And then I was like looking on one side and you were looking on the other.
We also had our car was beeping the whole time.
Like, it was like this new type of car. Because we've never had like a new car like this. Which some people are like, this is just basic shit. But it's like the car had the sensors where it'd go like, woo, 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 when you're like getting close to. It had like this weird like like roar, roar, roar.
No,
like,
I was talking about the beeping sound when you get close to something.
Yeah, but it doesn't start what off are as you beeping. About? It starts kind of like, it's like a
really?
Like the closer you are. Yeah, you don't remember that? It wasn't like beep, 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 beep. It wasn't like that. It was more of like an aura sound. Like you're in the aura of something that you're about to hit.
Yeah, well, we were about to hit a lot of stuff.
But it was so annoying because also it's so, the sensor's so sensitive that it like would beep when you're still so far away from something.
Yeah.
Anyways, so the streets were kind of giving us a lot of anxiety for the first day and even the second day, kind of the whole time we were there.
Yeah. I mean, more anxiety for Alia, me, not so much.
For me.
Yeah. You had like your anxiety level was a bit higher than mine.
I mean, are we not going to talk about how there was streets that only one car can fit through, but it's a two-way street?
No, but what I mean is that, like, yeah, I had anxiety too, because it's like any street you turn into, you don't know if there's a car coming and it's only one car that can fit on that street.
And it's not clear what's a one-way and what's a two-way. So you're driving thinking, I'm just driving here by myself and there's no one going to be in front of me. And then you turn a corner and someone's coming towards you. What are you supposed to do? It was wild. But beside that.
Yeah. You definitely have to keep calm to drive. Like if you're a personality who gets like anxious a lot, I don't know if you want to drive in Barcelona.
Yes. And I would say actually the craziest drive was when we wanted to go to Deia. And Deia is another town that is literally in the mountain. Like Soye is like on the other side of the mountain, so that's why you have to go under it. But then Deia is actually in the mountains, so it's like you're really high up.
Yeah.
Versus like in Soye, you see the mountain, but you're like on the ground, if that makes sense. So we were like, oh, let's go to Deia today. And we drove through the mountains, and it was, to me, I used to not say that I'm scared of heights until we drove through these mountains.
You know, at first I thought you were playing, I swear. No, like, can you be honest? Like, were you exaggerating a little bit?
I swear to you, I was not.
I was like, babe, can you take some photos? She was like, I can't even look.
We were so, we were so high up, and we were literally on the side of the mountain and kept like, you know, obviously you don't go straight. So you're like weaving and weaving. We were on the outside because it was like a two-way. So then when we were driving up the mountain, we were on the outside of this road, if that makes sense. So it's like to the right, there's nothing.
Yeah.
And there were times where you would look to the side and all you see is the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
It was just such a weird feeling. And like I kept, like every time I would look over, I felt like I was about to fall out the car. No, it truly felt like that. And I had major vertigo. It just made me feel so like uncomfortable. And also too, I was like, having a hard time. I was like filming like this.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I'm not even going to look.
And also just all the turns. Like imagine a road that looked like, well, we didn't get on that road, but there's another road that looks like zigzag the whole time through the mountains.
Like if you look on the map, you just see it's like literally. Yeah. It's crazy.
But I will say it was really fun to drive.
I wasn't driving. I was in the passenger seat. I was trying to get the content and I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Definitely had to like go slow. But then you can always tell. I was just telling someone this the other day. You can always tell who's from there and who's not. Because we had a small car and you have some people with a van turning corners like they don't care if they die or not.
Let's not talk about how there's actually buses that drive on those roads.
Yeah.
Like
so,
full bus.
So if you live somewhere in Soye for 20 years, I'm sure this is normal for you.
Yeah. But besides that, I would say, you know, overall, if you are thinking of going to Mallorca, because I know we kind of like got negative about the roses shit, but like I do want to tell you that I had the most beautiful time. It was such a great way to end our trip. Because it felt like we were really saying goodbye to summer. I was giving summer a big hug. And I was like, I love you, girl. And I will see you next summer.
I love you, girl. Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, the roads thing is not even negative. It's just...
I mean, it's...
Just know, if you go to Soye, I don't know about other cities. Just know that get the smallest car you possibly can. And you'll be fine. That's it. It wasn't impossible. Obviously, you know, there was this one time where we got stuck. in like this crazy, it's like one of those really small roads. And now actually this time you had two cars going. You had cars going, I don't know if it was north or south, whatever, right? But it was two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
And we were stuck in that traffic for a really, really long time. I think we were trying to get out the city to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And we finally got out, and there was like an, I don't know if he was Australian or whatever, right? Like the guy
he was American.
The guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like he had an accent. Anyway, someone gets out of his car, and he's like, you move. He was basically directing traffic as if like he was getting paid for this.
Yeah, but it's because some people just didn't know how to drive. Like, they just weren't moving. And they were driving, they were on this like driving tour of the island, and they were driving in big ass like Mercedes, like those like desert trucks, you know, that are kind of like open on the sides and on the top, and
they're
just
cool
have
cars,
like,
though.
The thing, you know, yeah, but it's like, why the fuck are you driving this big ass car on these small streets? And like, and there was like six of them back to back, and yeah, they were the ones that were holding up traffic.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's like go away from the, like, let's talk about, you know, we went to the beach.
Let's go away from traffic.
Which was incredible. I've never been to a beach like that. We went to Kalapi. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Oof.
And it was beautiful. I'm so glad that it wasn't like too touristy, and the water was cold. But eventually, it was cold, but like once you're in it, like it didn't stay cold. Like I was comfortable when I was in the water.
Yeah, Alia got in, like Alia got deep in the water somewhere.
Yeah, I was like swimming around like a little fish.
Yeah.
But the water was very salty, which I was surprised. It was my first time swimming in
water is
the Mediterranean,
salty,
right? Or what water? What water is that?
Mm.
I think it's the Mediterranean. Or the, well, I guess that's the Balearic Sea. Anyways, what
are
the waters?
I don't know. So.
But either way, the water was a lot saltier than I expected. Where like just a little bit got in my eye from my forehead, and it was like I couldn't keep my eye open.
Oh,
and then, there was people that were like in the water, so it's
like heads down,
like head in swimming. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it was beautiful.
The water is so clear.
I could definitely see myself going to Mallorca again, or maybe, what's the other one? Menorca?
Alia was talking about she wants to retire in Mallorca. Can you explain to us what you meant by that?
Did I say that?
He was like, you know, I could really see myself here being old and just, because everything there is so cute. Like, Alia loves to cook with like vegetables and tomatoes and have like, that's like, Mallorca and Alia, they're like one.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really a place that I feel like it aligned with a lot of things that I love.
Yeah, like Mallorca understands Alia. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some great food. We had some great wine. I feel like every single wine that we had in Mallorca was really good.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's about it. People were nice. Honestly, there wasn't that many tourists, a lot less than I expected. Mm-hmm. It was great. So overall, Spain, like the two places we went, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
It was great. The food for me was a highlight. I really like, I actually want to find some more. I've been to two Spanish restaurants in New York, but I miss it. Like, I want to go have like a little Gilda.
What was that pizza we got?
Which one? We got two. There's one in Mallorca. There's one in Barcelona.
The one in Barcelona, I think.
The one that was like the nice restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that one's called Sartoria Panettiere or something like that.
Like, how do you remember that?
Because I've written it so many times.
Oh, okay.
But it was actually this list that came out for like the best pizzas in the world in 2023. And this pizza place was number 3 of the best pizza in the world for that year. It was like best 50 best pizzas or whatever.
Damn.
And they were number 3. So that's
in
why
the world,
I really wanted
you know,
to go. Yeah.
Even if I'm top 40 somewhere, that's like a huge accomplishment.
And most of the places on that list were from Italy, obviously. But then there's actually like one or two that are in New York that I've been meaning to go to that were on that list as well.
What is it?
One is called Una Pizza, and it's in the Lower East Side. But they never have reservations.
Damn.
But they can do like walk-ins. So I've been wanting to go there too.
Okay.
Well, I think that kind of wraps it up.
Yeah. Shout out to everyone that was there. Did we run into anybody? No, we didn't.
Yeah, we actually didn't run into anyone.
Yeah.
I was kind of sad. But if you live in Spain, if you're from Spain,
you have a beautiful
shout
country.
Shout out to you. You have a beautiful country, even though, again, we only saw a very
beautiful
tiny bit
culture.
Of it.
I want to learn Spanish so bad.
Yeah.
Also, it's not buenos dias. It's buen día.
It's bon dia.
Oh, wow. Bon dia.
Says
damn.
It wrong.
Too. Sorry.
Well, it's kind of both. People said it's like bon dia is more like good morning and then buenos dias is good day.
No.
Or something.
The other way? Bon dia is good day. Buenos dias is good morning. So you can use bon dia
like
later. Yeah.
You wouldn't say buenos dias at like 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. Buenos dias. They're going to be like, damn, what did you do last night? You just woke up? Sleeping in.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening. Let us know what you thought about this episode in the comments.
We're going to go over to Patreon and we're going to talk about minding your own business.
Mind your own damn business, okay? That's going to be an interesting
episode.
It's going
to be a funny episode because I actually don't really know what the fuck we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we'll figure it out as we always do.
Yeah, so if you're on Patreon, we'll see you over there in a few days for you. But mm-hmm. if you're not on Patreon, you can always check it out. We always have previews on there where you can see each episode. And we have finally introduced where you can purchase individual episodes. So if there is a specific episode that you want to see without signing up to have access to all of them and paying a monthly subscription
without committing to a membership,
you can just buy one. If there's one that you specifically want to see, you can get access to that one and you have that one forever. So that's a cool new option.
That's a cool feature. That's why I love Patreon, because they always add new things. Now we have live audio that we can do in the chats as well.
Yoni's gonna be all about that.
That's gonna be fun. Like, you just press record and it's kind of like a live podcast, and you can just kind of like talk to whoever and they're typing back to like what you're saying.
We might do that one.
Yeah. I already made a new chat for that, so...
Okay, nice.
Yeah, that's going to be for the spicy tier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as always, thanks for tuning in.
Yes, thanks.
Hope you have a great rest of your day.
No, that's it. And I just want to say, if you're listening to this, please make sure to give us a 5-star review.
Yes,
if you like this podcast. I feel like it's really important just to, you know, push WTJ out to the world and let more people know about this podcast.
Yeah,
because honestly,
I
feel like if more people know, more people would like it.
I mean, yeah.
Anyways, guys.
Okay, we love you. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye bye. Ciao.